This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
We're the girls from Her Society.
Your one-stop portal for girls who love girls.
And this is one of our podcasts.
Really? Is it?
I don't know.
Okay, well, let's press play and we'll see what it is.
Joy 94.9, see you there, Wild One, here on Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls, with special guest Bella from Twilight. Bella's been taking Zeebo's official lesbian test, which we both have an individual one. I'll be taking Joanna Moore through hers very shortly, but Bella's 50% through the test and she's looking like she's being a lesbian.
Oh, yep. My God.
Yes.
You are hitting the lesbian scale.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is good. I have some direction in my life.
You do.
Now.
Absolutely.
You did hit a bump with question four, but, you know, it was good so far. Anyway, question number six. I'm gonna haul through this. Jennifer Beals' character, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
We have to bring up your ex. We're really sorry about that.
You know, she was so hot.
We know.
We know.
Maybe I should call her.
No.
No, not yet. No. Not yet. Not
actually,
till we know.
You know what? Dial her number and give me the phone.
Yeah.
Give me the
phone. Okay.
All right.
You said no phones in the studio, though. Okay. Mine's left outside.
We have to kind of raid her phone afterwards. Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Question number six. Jennifer Beals' character on The L Word, Bette Porter, cheated on-screen girlfriend Tina Kennard with Candace, who was A, a lawyer, B, a plumber, C, an artist, D, a carpenter, or E, a chef.
Oh.
Boom, boom. Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom.
I reckon C.
You reckon C, an artist?
An artist, yeah.
Okay.
I reckon G-G? D, a carpenter.
D, a carpenter. Correct.
So
Who
I'm
D, a carpenter.
Oh. Well, carpentry's an art.
You are correct.
Yes,
we'll
are
give
correct.
You that. Yep, beautiful.
I just really want to be accepted.
Yeah. You'll get there. You'll get there.
Yeah. I accepted your question number three. Question number seven. Season three of Showtime's hit reality television series, The Real L Word, introduced new personalities and a new city to the storyline. What city was it? A, Melbourne. B, San Francisco. C, Los Angeles. D, New York. Or E, Sydney.
It's got to be my hometown.
And that is
L.A.
Oh, okay. All right, L.A. And you?
New York.
I'm sorry, it is New York. L.A. is already in the show.
Oh, of course.
But close enough. Yeah. You actually didn't pick Melbourne or Sydney.
Exactly. So you're on the right track.
You're on the right track.
Yeah. Such a promising sign.
Yeah. Just speed bumps. Speed bumps, honey.
Yeah, speed bumps.
Okay. Number eight. What is the name of the lesbian television drama series set in Glasgow, Scotland? A.
Sorry. What?
Well, what is the name of the lesbian?
I heard you. Why is there a lesbian TV show set in Glasgow?
Because there isn't one set in London, England. I don't know.
Good point.
I think they're like, all right, we've got America, we've got Australia with Newtown, because we need to do something over there.
Somewhere over there. Europe. It's either going to be in Sri Lanka or Scotland.
Sri Lanka, no, the only Sri Lanka lesbian moved to Melbourne, which is
you.
So they had to go to Europe.
Clarification, lesbian or bisexual?
Question
number eight. What is the name of the lesbian television drama series set in Glasgow, Scotland? A, Lip Service. B, Room Service. C,
Car Service.
Hip Service. Or D, Hip Replacement.
That's for the retirement lesbians in Glasgow.
Would you like the question? Do you want to get it?
I'm pretty certain that it's A, lip service. Because lesbians, from what I believe, like lip service.
Well, we also like room service.
And hip service when we're down the track.
Hip service down the track when we're 60. Okay, so your answer is A.
Yeah.
I'm crying right now.
You are crying. I'm just going to go with E for the fun of it.
E. Okay. Hip replacement, room service. Well, you are correct. It is lip service.
Woohoo.
Well done. By not being swayed by the room, the hip, or the replacement. Number nine. Which one of the following celebrities did not come out as openly bisexual?
Okay.
So spot the non-bisexual in this. A, Anna Paquin. The one from True Blood. B, Megan Fox. C, Drew Barrymore. D, Fergie. E, Rihanna. Or F, Jessie J. One of them has not come out openly in public.
I've got to say, this one's got me stumbled.
As a bisexual. I'll give you a clue. You won't get the clue if I tell you, but Ginny will. The clue is me. Has to do with me.
Oh, that's pretty easy.
Yeah, I know.
I'll go with D.
D, Fergie? You were just throwing a letter in, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, because I kind of didn't know the other people on there.
Okay. Do you want me to say it again?
What's the second, the Jessie one?
Jessie J. She's the one that sang the song, Domino.
Nobody's Perfect.
Yep.
That one. Just like a domino.
Well, I don't reckon it's Fergie. Mm-hmm. I reckon it's Megan Fox.
Okay, Megan Fox. Now, she was from Transformers.
Rihanna. She hasn't come out yet.
She hasn't come out by her, you know, herself openly as bisexual, but yeah. I know she is. The way that you know, like, Bella.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Anyway.
And that she should be with us. Well, Bella with me and Rihanna with you.
Yes.
So does that mean Megan Fox is bisexual?
Openly bisexual, yes. Yeah. Oh, hello. Well, that was a test. You're done.
We can officially say the clock is ticking towards...
One last question. The most important question.
Yes.
The most important question, and this applies to you.
This is ticking.
Whether we are your friends or not.
The pressure's on.
Question number 10. The two best-looking female radio hosts in the world are... A, Ginny and Natalie from Her Society. B, Natalie and Ginny from Her Society. Or C, the two girls from Her Society.
I'd have to say C, because I don't want to put either of you last.
Oh, my gosh. You are a little lesbian baby.
So cute. You are one of ours. You are ours. The straight world, say goodbye to you.
You are ours.
You're ours.
That was
You're
beautiful,
ours.
What she just said there.
Yeah, no.
Just beautiful,
that
Bella.
Made
so
me
I'm
cry.
A lesbian?
You're a lesbian.
Yes,
welcome to the
lesbian.
Family. Thank you very much for acknowledging that.
I claimed you.
We've cut you ours now.
You.
Thanks, girls.
That is really sweet. That really touched my
heart. Heading
out
to Smith Street tonight.
God. It's actually commercial road, but
you guys. You can get a great coffee in Smith Street.
The hilarious Vic Healy will be performing at Victoria Healy's Anatomy, a.k.a. Bella. Blood and Guts, Skin and Bones, The Space Between Your Ears. Being rated as Herald Sun as Healy's Got the Goods. From the 3rd to the 8th of October 2012 at the Portland Hotel. You can check out melbournefringe.com.au. Vic, this show is going to be absolutely hilarious. It's promising to be that, I can tell by your impersonation of Bella.
Yeah, it's going to be loads of fun. There's so many little factoids that I'm learning about the human body, which I just cannot wait to share.
Really?
Mm.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. So we have to check that out. 3rd to the 8th of October. Check out melbournefringe.com.au. Make sure you book your tickets. We'll be there. Joy 94.9, this is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Bella just completed part one of our lesbian test, which Zebu and I have made up in an attempt to probably revoke the one that was in MTV, because I'm still bitter about being called bisexual. Anyway, we have author Joanna Moore in studio with us. Hello, Joanna.
Hello.
Got the crowd working out for you.
I'm loving it.
We've going to talk about your book 2020 a little bit later on, but we've also got our beloved newsreader, Byron Tonkins. Hello, Byron.
Hi.
Hey.
Now, are you ready to take this lesbian test?
I am indeed.
You do realise there may be daggers or bodily harm if you outdo me in this one. But you can't, because I've already taken it.
Oh, well, that would be called karma.
Oh, here we go, Maria Rizzo. All right, here we go. Ginny's revised Her Society lesbian test.
I'm excited.
Question number one. It's multiple choice, by the way. So you've got, you know, a 25% chance of passing. Question number one. Who is our lesbian leader? A, Julia Gillard. B, K.D. Lang. C, Kathy De Bono. Or D, Ellen DeGeneres.
Ooh.
I get to play.
You get to play, absolutely. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, what do we have? Zebu?
A, all of the above. Oh, sorry, all of the above.
All of the above?
All of the above.
Incorrect.
No, I want all of the above.
Why did you put all of the above?
Because Julia Gillard is...
Actually, I've got a little disclaimer here going, if you answered A, you may be onto something.
And that's why I stopped from saying it and hoped you would do that. Thank you very much.
Joey, what did you get?
I had A, but now I'm cheating. I've got B and D.
B and D. Byron?
I had B.
B. Katie Lang. Ellen DeGeneres.
Come on, Ellen. Ooh. Totally Ellen.
Totally. Question number two. What is the L word? Okay, now this question is actually, it's an instant fail if you get this wrong, okay? So what is the L word? A, I can't believe you're asking me this question. B, are you freaking serious? C, I can think of a few L words to call you right now. D, I have no idea, go straight to the disclaimer below. Or E, answers A, B, and C. The correct answer is, answers A, B, and C. Did anyone get question D, which they had no idea what the L word was? Oh, good, you can all pass.
Yay!
Question number three. What character on the L word irritated you the most? A, Jenny, B, Jenny, C, Jenny, or D, all of the above? That's an instant gimme. Question number four. Who was the first party ever in Melbourne to gain a VCAT exemption to be the first only female-only event? That's a bit of a tricky one there. Ooh. A very tricky one. Question A, Delicious. B, Ginny-licious. C, Natalicious. Or D, Pinkalicious.
Where's Bootylicious?
Oh.
You forgot Bootylicious.
I forgot. Correct answer is D, Pinkalicious.
Yes.
But if you said B or C, Ginny-licious or Natalicious, that would also get you a point. Question
you,
number
or
five.
Or you would be 18.
Yeah, exactly. Question number five. Name two films set and created in the subcontinental area to have lesbian themes. A, Bride and Prejudice and Doom. B, Aishwarya Rai.
Oh my God.
C, Nina's Heavenly Delights and Fire. Or D, Doom and Nina's Heavenly Delights.
I have to say A.
A?
I actually don't know.
The correct answer is C, Nina's Heavenly Delights and Fire. You should rent them. They're very good movies.
Yeah. Set in Bombay?
No. Actually, don't know where they're set. Question number six. What was the first ever series on Showtime to portray lesbian characters? A, The Real L Word. B, The L Word. C, Ellen. Or D, Queer as Folk? Correct answer is D, Queer as Folk. Woohoo! What did you get, Deepa?
Queer as Folk.
Did you?
That was like ages ago.
Exactly. Question number seven. Which of the following is not a standard lesbian haircut? A, the mohawk. B, the Bieber. C, the Angelina Jolie. Or D, the rat's tail.
C.
The correct answer is C, the Angelina Jolie. The other three are standard lesbian haircuts. Question number eight. Which of the following shoes have not been considered by lesbians to be typical purchases? A, Doc Martens. B, sensible shoes. C, any shoe with flat soles. Or D, 12-inch platform high heels. Correct answer is D.
D. Yes, D.
12-inch platform high heels. Question number nine. After marrying, finding your life partner / being with in your two-week relationship with your girlfriend, which suburb do you move to? A, Brunswick. B, somewhere in the western suburbs. C, St Kilda East. D, a one-bedroom place in Northcote. Or E, B and D.
Oh, my God.
Correct answer is B and D.
Yep.
B and D. Yeah. Yeah.
Question number 10, to determine your lesbianisms, according to the Her Society test done by lots of researched professors. Can you change the oil and water in your car? A, of course I can. What kind of a lesbian do you think I am? B, I don't even know. I didn't even know a car needed water. That was actually mine. C, I can change the oil, water, and a flat tire. And D, how many lesbians does it take to do that?
Oh, I like D.
D.
Correct answer, ladies and gentlemen, is C, I can change the oil, water, and a flat tire. Wonderful.
Now, I have a flat tire.
Really?
Right now, I have a flat tire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you change
it? Who's a lesbian will come home with me?
Byron.
To change my flat tire.
I can do that.
Yeah, we need to talk anyway.
Yeah, okay.
In this test, if you got mostly C's and D's, your rating is congratulations, Dr. Lesbianism. You are well-informed, educated, and an all-round expert on Melbourne lesbianism. You obviously tune into Her Society with Ginny and Natalie and read MCV and Southern Star Observer. Yay! Did we all pass?
Well done.
Yes,
we passed.
I'm a lesbian.
Flying colours.
I am.
Flying colours.
Wonderful.
Well done, people.
After this track from Ricky Lee, we'll chat to Joanna more about her book, 2020. Thank you, everyone who's taken the test. Thank you, Byron.
You're welcome.
Did you find that informative?
I did. I'm proud to be a lesbian.
Oh, wonderful. That's what we're all about. This is Joy 94.9, Her Society. Joy 94.9, Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. We've completed the lesbian test. There's a big weight off my shoulders. I've reclaimed my lesbian identity. Not that I was unhappy with my bisexual identity. I can now progress to the next stage of lesbianism.
You took my test. Yeah. I claim you.
You can't claim me.
I have to dub you. You passed my test. You are a lesbian. Yes, you are.
Thank you. Yay!
With flying colours. Yeah. You've got nothing to worry about.
Woohoo!
nothing to worry about.
Speaking of lesbians who pass the test, although she's not a lesbian, we're a lesbian and she passed the test. Still.
I did.
That was a very poor segue into Joanna Moore. That was 2020. Thank you for joining us on our show tonight to tell us about your book 2020, which you've handed me. And I've got to say, the first thing that appeals to me about this book is it has big text.
Oh, really?
I like books with big text. You know why?
Because...
Great, you got something going on there.
We do.
But I like it because it's going to be... I feel that I can actually get through it.
Exactly.
It's awesome. Now, Joanna, this book is actually an autobiographical experience of your life.
It is.
Was it quite... I've got to say, when you kind of dig deep into some of the stuff that you bring up in this book... Is it therapeutic at the same time a bit of a process for you?
It is. It goes back and it is therapeutic and it can bring out some stuff for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And how did you process that in your way? Like, did you have to kind of, I don't want to kind of turn to therapy or that kind of thing, but how did you kind of process it in your own mind?
I had counselling a long time ago, and I'm also a trained counsellor.
Oh, wow.
So I was able to help myself, I guess, and I'm a very strong, positive person. So through all that, I've learned how to process and how to overcome many, many things.
Well, it's one thing that does stand out about this book too, because, you know, you talk about a brutal attack that you went through and so the journey that you went through with, you know, depression, anorexia. I mean, these aren't, you know, little things that people go through. They're big journeys.
They're huge.
So you must be quite a huge and advanced soul to actually go through these things, especially cervical cancer. You know, to be told that there is a limit on your lifespan on this earth can be quite daunting.
That's true.
The process that you go through is quite extreme. So, I mean, this is quite an amazing journey that you've put pen to paper and written this.
Mm.
Do you feel a big relief now? Like, you've written it down, it's on pen to paper, and people can read it. And would you feel that they would be inspired by this?
I'd like to hope so. I didn't do it for my own benefit. I didn't do it for those reasons. I'd like to hope that it will help one person. If it helps one person,
Your job is done.
I'm done. That's it. I went through a lot of stuff and it wasn't just one little thing. And maybe there's one person out there that's suffering a brutal attack, suffering anorexia, depression right now. And if they read this, let's hope that it can help them through it and what you can do and how you can overcome it.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Oh. And I've got to say, I haven't read the book yet, but it appeals to me because of the large text as well. But I bet you once I read this, I mean, I like reading stories of people when they talk about their struggle. But what I really like is the fact that you've turned everything into a positive and you have a greater appreciation for life. Because sometimes people, when they're bogged down with negativities, they tend to go the opposite way. Mm-hmm. But you've kind of come out completely in the lighter side of things.
Absolutely. Oh, don't worry. I was there.
Yeah, I was down there.
I was, but now, yeah. And it's a good thing. And people said to me, you should write a book about all your adventures, the things you've done since you've had the cancer and all the things that you've achieved. And I said, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do it. And it's also about that. It's about saying, I want to do something. And doing it, not just talking about it and doing it.
Absolutely. I was actually going to ask you, that was my next question. Who actually influenced you to write this book? Was it just your friends and the people around you?
My mother would have been my biggest influence. And, yeah, definitely my friends, all the people around me. Everyone in your life is a teacher.
Yes, absolutely.
So I got a lot from everyone. So, yeah.
It's very, that quote, well, I'm just going to quote it now. Everyone in your life is a teacher. It's very eat, pray, love. Because if you are open to the teachings, sometimes unintentional, that people give you, it actually can be quite a fulfilling inspiration to move forward with something.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, this is launching next week.
Where
can we come and get a signing? Although I already have mine.
No, I want mine. I want mine.
You got to go next week, Zibu.
Okay.
And 10% is also going to a really good charity as well. So it's not just about me. And, you know, my friends would always say, oh, everything's about you. But this one, it's not actually just about me. So
which charity is that?
It's A Start in Life.
Oh,
for,
lovely.
Yeah,
oh,
wow. For underprivileged children. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yes, yeah.
Because that's kind of where you started out, was it?
Absolutely.
I mean,
educational,
I'm not
a starter.
Because you actually say you're a poor girl from inner city. I didn't want to call you poor without the reference. Joe's poor. Yes. That's not nice, Ginny.
Yeah, rich in so many ways.
I was looking at your glasses. I'm like, ooh, they're pretty expensive.
They're pretty hot.
They're very Meryl Streep, Devil Wears Prada. Yes, I was just waiting to go.
They're very Prada.
That's all. mm-hmm. Ginny. Yep. That's all.
That's it. That's it.
So 10% is going to Starting Life. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's right.
So next week, where can we come to get a signing?
It's actually... At the moment, that one's a private launch, but yep. I will be doing more launches. But you can go online and you can go onto the website Exalibre, and I think it's all on that. I don't even know. It's so new. It's just...
Yeah, you can actually order on exalibre.com.au and it's spelt... Now, get your pens out because I can't spell this. X-L-I-B-R-I. So, Zilbriz, but it's pronounced Exalibre. There you go.
There we are.
There we are, Zebu. Zebu's like...
Yeah, there's just shops all over Europe. I remember as a kid.
And there's also another website that it's on that
Amazon.com.
Amazon, that's
and
it.
BarnesandNoble.com.
Oh, we love Barnes and Noble.
Ooh la la, that's a Meryl Streep coming out right there. Joanna Moore, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Absolute pleasure
having you on our show and sharing your story with us so bravely. So thank you very much.
Anytime.
For that.
Thank you.
Thank you to all of our listeners, everyone who's texted through Hello Tian and Basha for your contribution to our lesbian test.
Yes, the answer's still not D. Okay,
no,
Tiana Basha, it's still not D.
No, we'll link that up later. Thank you to Vic Healy, all of our other guests. Thank you to our producer, Laura Hillebrand, our music director, DJ Ish, our video producer, Domi Hammond, and everyone else. Hey, this is Ginny.
And this is Natalie.
Thanks so much for listening to one of our Her Society podcasts.
And don't do anything I would do, because that would be illegal.
And don't leave your children behind. They may get eaten.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.